Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg dictating endoscopy report on Levador Jacob, date of birth 10/29/1976, date of procedure March 28, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Leandro Bosca Sanchez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Description of indication is CRC screening, common personal history of colon polyps, common dysphagia, hiatal hernia. Description of procedure informing status of the pain period, possible complication of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, so that's possibly of missing a lesion such as malignancy, rogue signs, the patient period, the patient breath, and SVC, place in muscle lateral position, sedated by anesthesia service of moderate anesthesia care period. While the peripheral and posterior gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and advanced and revision to the second portion of the duodenum period, careful examination made of the duodenum, second portion of the duodenum stomach, junction, esophagus period, or retroflex view is obtained at the cardioperiod, air section from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position period and the giraffe exam is not part of all their patients video. Colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is in front of the presence of the appendiceal or facility sequel valve and confluence of the full period. Careful exam is made of the cecum and the sequel valve ascending colon. Hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon. Sigmoid colon in the rectum period, retroflex is obtained at the rectum period, plus and bipolar scores period as a 7, 2-3-2 period. Good prep period. The patient taught the procedure without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. Proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies are obtained to rule out EOE and other causes of dysphagia. Next line. There was a tortuous distal esophagus. Next line. The Z line was regular at 34 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line. There was evidence of a non-obstructing Schottky's ring that was disrupted in all four quadrants, comma, distal biopsies were obtained within period. Distal biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Next line, there was a 4-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained in D2 to rule out serious disease. At colonoscopy, next line. Less than bipolar scores greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line. There were 5 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 3 rectal sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters. Next line. There were 2 descending colon sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend barium esophagram for further evaluation of dysphagia. Next line, assess response to disruption of the Schottky's ring. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.